So how did you get to this whole...
It came down through inheritance. My father's... We stayed in Manitoba, like myself. My brother ended up going out east. My father was born in Manitoba, so we stayed here. So through inheritance, there was just only about 8 acres left of the land.
So when did you first go to this place?
Well, as a youngster, we had heard a lot of stories, but we weren't allowed. We would go camping, and we were shown where, like, the original homestead was. It was by then, and now it's maybe just see some foundation, and it's very bushy. One thing about Manitoba...
Could you return to this place if you had to?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you easily. Could, all right.
Because,
all right.
Well...
All right, go ahead and describe, if you would, the hole we're talking about here.
Okay. I haven't seen it for a few years, but what I remember as a child, when my brother and I would... We were allowed, by the time we were old enough, I mean, when you were young, you were not allowed to go near the thing. Till we were about maybe 13 or 14, then we were supposedly supposed to be smart enough, you know, not to do anything stupid. But I saw it a couple years ago, but it's about probably closer to 30 feet. It's very round.
30-foot round hole.
Yeah, and it's over the years, the family has just let it get bushy. I don't know if you can see it from the air. I don't know. I mean, that's a fair-sized hole. The walls are, I had said to you on the phone earlier, like a marble. And my daughter was listening, and she said, Mom, you don't know that's marble. And I said, well, yeah, I know, but the only way I could describe it.
But it was like marble.
Yeah, it was like a creamy color. And for as old,
yeah,
I don't know how old.
That implies very smooth. You're saying it was very smooth?
Smooth, just like
this marble-like smoothness all the way around a 30-foot hole. Is there
cream?
Any...
And I remember as a youngster, like then the grass and the bush had grown right to the edge, and you'd look down and you'd see the cream color as far
as you
could kind of like. And so I remember as a kid thinking, well, you know how you bang on things with rocks, and you know you try and gouge out stuff, and
yes,
you can't do that with this. In fact, like the rock would like break, and I remember my brother and I would be digging around it, say, well, let's see how thick, if this is a wall or is it like some part of the rock.
That's what a kid would do. Yeah,
but in Manitoba you do get rocks aren't like cream colored.
So I understand. So how far back did you get?
It was about 2 feet thick. So then we figured out where the edge came to after pulling the dirt and the sod away, and then we started going down on, like, you know what I mean, on the other side, the outside part of the hole?
Yes.
The rim?
Yes.
And, well, as kids you got tired pretty fast of digging deep. It was like that on both sides, almost like, I guess you'd call like a sewer pipe going down, but it was made out of this.
And you threw things into it like all kids would, right?
Oh, yeah. Like each summer you would go and you'd think, well, what can we take this time? You know, a flashlight, a rope. And one time my brother was thinking, well, you know, tie me to the rope and lower me down.
Huh.
And he's the older one, eh? And I go, are you nuts? Like, no way. Because you hear scary stories as a youth that... Well, I know.
Of the poor little girl who was lowered into the hole.
He's like, he had, I don't know, 100 feet of rope, and he's going to tie it to the tree. And I said, no, you know.
Did you actually throw flashlights in there?
Yes.
Flashlights? And did you hear him bang on the bottom, or?
No.
That
and
deep.
We would get big things, like trunks and trees and just anything we could carry. And
throw them in.
There was a lot of funny things about, plus the stories, but... As I was telling you earlier, that about within maybe 50 yards of the hole, a circumference, it was all bush, but it was quiet. You couldn't hear any birds. You couldn't hear any squirrels.
No nature.
No nature, right. Not even bugs. It was like you crossed this invisible line. And really creepy. And
really cool. Now, already... If you had to go back to this hole today,
yeah,
you could do it.
Oh, yeah. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's okay, it's a walk-in, okay? You know what you call a walk-in? Like, there's no roads. Like, you can get to the edge of the property.
It's a how far walk-in?
Okay, you're 80 acres. You're probably looking an hour walk-in.
Is it an hour walk-in? That's a pretty good walk. Okay, is this something still owned by your family?
Oh, yes. And the funny part is that a lot of the cousins now, they think it's a myth because, well, because you let the story go. And you keep it private. Like, and I know a couple of times when I was a youngster finding mutilated animals. Like
near the hole?
Outside the circumference of the quiet leg zone, like rabbits.
Oh, out of the zone where there was no nature, so just far enough.
Just at the edge there, you'd find maybe a rabbit, but the funny thing was, like, it would have its organs placed out. And one night we were really, I guess we were brave, I don't know, or so used to it that we slept near it. Huh. And because of even the natives said they could hear the earth spirits sing. And I will always remember this, but you could hear, I don't know if it was a humming or just a very, almost you couldn't hear, but you could feel it.
A machine-like noise?
Yeah, like a, maybe mechanical, I don't know, but it you could feel it in your body even, like, vibrating. And my ancestors had always said they'd see lights up in the sky sometimes, like, not ships, I don't know, but they were dots of light. I mean, back then, too, like 100 years ago, you didn't think of things moving around. They just called them lights. You know, lights in space, like, and they just, I never saw those myself, but I have heard the noise. I've seen the dead animals.
I have to ask this. Mm-hmm. Even a child, what would possess a child to sleep inside the no nature area or near the rim? Sounds like a rim, the way you described it, of this hole in the ground that had,
yes,
where there'd been mutilated animals. I mean, that would be just too scary. How would you, as a kid, get up enough guts to do that?
A lot of it was I had a lot of cousins growing, and a lot of it was you did things on a dare. I don't remember lasting the whole night.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't even be lasting a half an hour.
No, and of course, I was a younger sister, and I could do anything my brother could do. I do remember laying awake shaking, you know, like just shivering. But
that sounds more like it, yes.
Like never sane I was.
Well, I've been always fascinated by holes, and you have an absolutely fascinating one, and you say you can get to it. If I were to come to you privately, I have your information here, and wish to take a trip to this hole, would that be possible?
Well, I'd have to talk to the family, you know, because it is so private. Some things that you might be interested in over the years, very rarely has been passed through down the family, are sometimes you would find things left at the edge. Like,
you would find, I'm sorry, you would find what?
Well, I don't know if you'd call them artifacts or one time. We still have it in the family. It was like a pyramid, and it was like ebony, like solid ebony, smooth, and it was left near the rim, and it wasn't left standing up like a pyramid. It was left on its side. And just strange things, like the pieces of this, little metallic things, and I don't know if people were trying to communicate with us or if it was, I don't know.